Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with tools and resources to start or grow your very own business. Well, happy Monday, successful women. This is Trina Moody, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, July 2nd, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. I trust that you all had a peaceful and restful weekend. You know, July is here and in full swing, and of course, many of us on the Southern Belt have been feeling the above 100 degree temperatures for the past few days. And I tell you, it has been literally so very hot. But you know what? I'm thankful for even the heat. And, you know, hopefully we'll get some relief soon with some cool breeze. And for all of you who are on the Southern Belt with me, you know how I'm feeling. However, if you're going to stay inside under the air conditioning, you know it's important to do something productive. And as you know, I always want to remind you that we're at the halfway mark for the year. And I want to let you know that it's never too late to reach your goals for this year. You know, I was talking with a young lady recently, and she told me that, you know, I'm preparing my goals for 2013. And I said, oh, I think that's just so wonderful. And I said, how are you doing with your goals for 2012? And she said, well, you know, I decided to just go ahead and set my goals for 2013 because we're already halfway through, and I just know I'm not going to accomplish anything for 2012. And I asked her, how do you know that you're not going to accomplish any of your goals for 2012? And she said, well, we're halfway through the year, and by the time I get started, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I had to stop her right there. I had to stop her right there. And so I want to just say this. Listen, ladies, even though we are halfway through the year, this is just not the time to give up on your goals for 2012. I have met many people and talked with wonderful ladies who didn't think that they could make six figures for the rest of the year, and they have done it, you know, last year. I've talked to ladies who felt that they you know, that they just didn't have the tools and resources they needed to accomplish their goals, and yet they pushed forward and made it happen. Here's the thing. What you need to understand and what you need to know is that your success is 100% dependent on your ability, okay, on your ability to push forward and take action. It really is. And the time you stop taking action and the time you start giving up on yourself or on your project or what have you, that's when you're going to start not seeing results and everything will start falling and crumbling from there. You know, a lot of the times we are the problem. We ourselves are the problem. We have all of these preconceived thoughts about how success is supposed to happen, what role we play, and what role other people should play. But I'm here to tell you, 100% of the time, we are the ones to make it happen for our own success. So I want to encourage you right now that if you have not started to take a look at where you are for the rest of this year and how you're going to accomplish your goal, you just first start out by right now evaluating your business, where it's at right now, what it hasn't accomplished, and what needs to happen, and then quickly create your strategy of how you're going to get there, okay? Maybe you won't be able to do 100,000, but you won't know until you do it, right, until you push forward and make it happen. So I just want to give you some words of encouragement and allow you to know that God is the one that gave you all of your power. He's the one that put everything in you, and it's already been pre-installed for you to be successful. And so if you need permission, I'm giving it to you to go out, be successful, take action on your goals, never let anyone hold you back. You know, this past weekend was truly a blessing for me. I was able to give my mom an 80th birthday dinner celebration, and it actually started on Friday, which was her birthday. My husband and I had some quality time with her, was able to take her out for dinner, and then, of course, Sunday, we gave her her 80th birthday celebration, and I was just full of joy on that day, you know, because I know that a lot of people don't still have their moms, but I have mine still with me, and I just feel utterly blessed to have her. So I just want to give a shout-out to my mom, Ethel Chapman, and I want to again say happy birthday to her and tell her how much I love her. It's just such a blessing to have a mother. And I attribute a lot of my success, of course, to my mom, who's always told me that nothing is too big for me to accomplish and that even when I felt I couldn't keep going. And so I want to encourage you, the listeners, also with those words of inspiration. Well, if you missed any of the shows for the month of June, I highly encourage you to go to SuccessfulWomanRadio.com and listen to the show archives. Our theme was The Art of Business Networking. We had some great conversation, good information on really making it happen for your business from a networking perspective. So, again, you can go to SuccessfulWomanRadio.com, and once there, you can look up at the top gray menu bar and click Show Archives, and from there, you can listen at the month of June and, of course, all of the months this year if you care to. And again, that's SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. At this time, as always, we're going to ask you for a blessing. If you're on the phone, please flash over and give one person a call and ask them to get on the show. The dial-in number for the show is 347-637-2589. Again, the dial-in number for the show is 347-637-2589. And, of course, if you're listening online, you know what to do. Just go ahead and blast it out on your social networks and let people know that the Successful Woman Radio Show is live on the air right now. Well, we have a great lineup coming for you today. We're going to give you the happenings at Women About Biz, what we've got going on there. And then our hot topic and our theme for this month is change your beliefs, change your results. Again, change your beliefs, change your results. And today, in particular, we're going to be talking about how to change your beliefs and how beliefs can really impact you as you move forward in pursuing your success for your dreams and goals. We're going to talk about that. It's a very good topic. Please make sure you spread the word as you receive emails about that topic. Speaking of emails, we're really trying to get our list built well for the Successful Woman Radio Show. And so if you haven't gone to SuccessfulWomanRadio.com and filled out the contact information so that you can receive specifically the Success for Woman Radio e-newsletter, please make sure that you do so today. Of course, I have a very important question for you ladies, and you all know what that is. Did you get a chance to do some joy pampering this weekend? You know, I'm just going to continue all this year, every Monday on the show, to remind you how important joy pampering really is. You know, from day to day, sometimes we can forget that joy is a part of our responsibility as well. You know, while we have our children that bring us joy, our significant others that bring us joy, we still have a large role to play in our joy and how we receive it. And so, again, I want to encourage you to joy pamper each and every day simply by taking 15 minutes of your day to do something that, you know, makes you smile, makes you appreciate life, makes you have that warm feeling of satisfaction. Remember, joy pampering is a deliberate act of experiencing emotions of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction. So, ladies, I want to encourage you to find your joy, let no one take it from you, and hold on to it tightly. For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and success coach. Well, following Joy Pampering is no excuses, and I want to thank a couple of people for emailing me on the no excuses rule, okay? I want to thank Shonda Petrie out of Maryland, and I also want to thank Carolyn Johnston out of New Jersey. Thank both of you for emailing me on no excuses and letting me know how it is working for you. For those of you that are new to our no excuses rule here at Successful Woman Radio, it simply means that regardless of the challenges, the obstacles, and frustrations that might come your way, you'll commit to finding a solution and move forward in your life and in your business. You know, so you need to embrace this rule. This is a wonderful commitment to take, that I'm not going to allow any challenges or any obstacles or any frustrations hold me back from what it is that I want out of life. And that is so very, very important. You can learn more about Joy Pampering and the No Excuses Rule, again, by visiting Successful Woman Radio. And then look at our success blog, which you can click on it in the top gray menu bar and scroll down and you'll see information there on the No Excuses Rule. You know, we had a wonderful month in June talking about business networking and how important it was for businesses. And again, I just want to say that in looking at business networking, it is valuable for several reasons, but for those of you that feel as though it's not worth it, I want you to understand this. You have to market your business, and business networking is simply one of the techniques that you should be utilizing as you market and attract others to your business. You know, a couple of times during June compared business networking to doing a direct mail campaign. And while I think direct mail campaigns with postcards are very effective as well, it's more expensive. Not that you shouldn't do it, but the fact that one of the things you're looking for from a direct mail campaign is that you want to attract people enough for them to take some kind of action, whether that's to visit the website, whether it is to have people to call a 1-800 number and listen to an audio, whatever it might be, you're wanting to attract them to do that. And see, business networking is actually no different than that. You're actually calling people and attracting people to your company, and you can call people through business networking. You can follow up with them. You can go to live business networking events. And, yes, social networking is even a subcategory of networking. So, again, networking altogether can be very fruitful, but one thing that you must remember and that we hope carried through all of the weeks of June as we discuss this timely topic, and that is you must do unselfish networking. You must ask yourself the question, what is it that I can give at this networking event? Or what is it that I can give to this person as I develop a one-on-one relationship that can benefit their life, that can benefit their business? What you need to understand is as you withdraw from your networking bank and deposit into others' banks, it's going to come right back around to you. There are going to be people who withdraw from their own resource pool and give it to you. And so it's a beautiful thing when you release yourself from being selfish and say, you know what, I'm not only going to go to networking events just expecting to get something, but I'm going to go with the attitude of giving. It's a whole new experience will occur for you. So I want to encourage you again to go ahead and listen to the month of June broadcast of The Art of Business Networking. You know, Women About Biz is growing by leaps and bounds, and I'm so proud to say that I have, you know, just literally been working with our business strategy and figuring out new ways to make it happen for us at Women About Biz. And I push forward. And one thing that I have learned is that pushing forward in and of itself requires a lot of energy, because sometimes when you get discouraged about your business and things are not happening the way you would like to see them, sometimes you'll find yourself being very still. You'll be finding yourself stagnating. And I just want to say that I practice what I preach. I push forward. I use the no excuses rule for myself, and regardless of the challenges and the obstacles, I keep moving forward. And you know what happens is I start getting results. And that is why I'm always encouraging you all to keep pushing forward, because the answers are not all going to be there for you. The answers will come sometimes as you are taking action. And that's why it's so important to move forward in spite of all of your obstacles and in spite of all of your challenges. As a matter of fact, you should expect to have obstacles and expect to have challenges. If you don't, then you may not be able to work and come up with new ideas and new ways of making it happen for yourself. I want to let you know about an event that's coming up, our teleclass through our Lunch and Learn program on the 18th of July, which again is a part of our Lunch and Learn Wednesdays. From 12 noon to 1 p.m., it's going to be Blogging for Success on Women About Biz. Again, Blogging for Success on Women About Biz. So if you're interested in learning how to promote your business through blogging on Women About Biz website, then, of course, you'll want to register for this. Some of the things that you'll learn include how to access your WAB blog dashboard, how to connect with others that are blogging, how to insert pictures and videos, how to create topics that will interest the community and get responses, how to create your blogging schedule, and how to develop and gather your content. So this is a wonderful teleclass that not only is going to help you to understand the power of blogging on Women About Biz, but you'll be able to take this information and basically use it on your own personal blog as well as any other blog that you participate on the Internet. So, again, that is going to be Blogging for Success on Women About Biz on the 18th of July from 12 noon to 1 p.m. And, of course, to register for this and all teleclasses, simply visit womenaboutbiz.com. Hold your mouse on events, and in the drop-down menu, click on teleclasses and programs. And from there, you'll be able to choose which teleclass or event that you would like to register for. It is 12:17 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, I know some people probably are on vacation already. This is probably one of the more popular weeks for people to take vacation due to the 4th of July. But, of course, today on Monday, we always will be broadcasting to you regardless of the holidays so that, at the very least, individuals can go back and listen to the broadcast on the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com website. So for those of you who are listening, make sure that you share the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com website with others and encourage them to go and listen to some of the shows. I even go and listen to some of the shows, and I get encouragement because sometimes, you know, the words that you say, sometimes you can get your own encouragement because the message might be for you as well. And so, again, I encourage you to do that. I want to go ahead and go right into our topic today, change your beliefs, change your results. And I want to talk to you today about beliefs. We've been talking about beliefs before on the show, but I want to talk to you from the perspective of the fact that you have to change your beliefs. You know, one of the things that we must be able to do as businesswomen, and that is we must know when to change, and we must do it quickly when we learn that we have to make a change. But where beliefs come into play, it's a little bit more difficult because sometimes when you believe something, even though it could be a false belief, it's very, very difficult to let go of it. Part of the reason why is because once you accept a belief as something to be true for yourself, your subconscious mind accepts it to be true as well, and then it embeds a habit in you to believe it. You know, belief is a habit as well. And once you start believing something, guess what? It's not impossible, but it's very hard to get rid of that belief. So today what we're going to talk about a little bit is some of the beliefs that hold women back from achieving their success. You know, the first thing you should know is that a lot of the times we all have experienced things in our past life, you know, when we were younger, whether it's you were a child or you were in your teens or you were a young adult. But we've all experienced things, and based on that experience, it either helped us to move forward and be more positive about life, or it caused us to embrace a belief that wasn't necessarily true, but we embraced that belief anyway because of that particular experience. Such can be the case in reference to running your business, you know. I'll give you a simple example. If you have started a lot of different businesses and you've never had the pleasure of experiencing those businesses being successful, then you may grow weary from time to time, even though something inside of you keeps you moving forward because you know that you want to be independent on your own, you know that you would like to see six figures or more in your business. Something keeps pushing you, and yet you also feel like something doesn't want you to have that success. And a lot of the times we start holding on to that belief that, you know, maybe success is for all of the other business women, but I have tried businesses before time and time again, and I just don't think success is for me. You know, I have literally had business women to tell me that. I've had a close friend to tell me business is not for me. I'm not an entrepreneur, and yet each and every time I talk to her, all the things that she says, her ideas are still leading towards entrepreneurism. So it lets me know that she is lying to herself in saying that entrepreneurism isn't for her. It's just that she's scared or she doesn't believe that she can make it happen for herself. And so this is how embracing a false belief can just literally wreak havoc in your life. And you have to be so extremely careful about what you believe. So I have a question for you. Have you really ever examined what your beliefs are about being successful? Have you ever examined and asked yourself the question, what do I believe about this business that I have started? You know, do I believe that it can be successful? Do I believe that I have the ability to make it successful? Have you ever asked yourself deep-rooted questions so that you can really gain a perspective on why is it that I'm not moving forward, or why is it that I can't seem to make this business as successful as it should be? I'm here to tell you right now, ladies, you're listening to someone who had limiting beliefs for a very long time until I got just sick and tired of it, and I changed the way I thought about things, and I embraced the fact that God has instilled in each of us literally pre-installed the power to be successful in our own lives. And one of the things that I have realized is that our success doesn't belong to anybody else but us. It only belongs to us. And so it starts with what we believe about ourselves and what we believe about our success. You see, unless you believe that you can be successful, unless you believe that you have the potential to bring in $100,000 in this next 6 months, unless you truly believe that, of course it's not going to happen, okay? Because we are the root that everything stems from. So it's very important to not start that negative thinking and that, well, you know, it's halfway through the year and I can't make anything happen that quick. Guess what? You are the root of your success. Everything stems from you. So therefore, you have got to learn to get rid of all of these obstacles and these challenges and stop allowing them to hold you back. And the root of all of it, where it really begins, is you and your belief. So what I want to do right now, and hopefully you all have your pen and notepads out, what I want to do right now is I want to quickly just share with you some things that you need to be thinking about in reference to your belief, okay? First of all, the first question I want you to write down is, what core beliefs are running my life at this time? What core beliefs
are running my life at this time. You see, ladies, if you're not where you want to be and you're trying to rise above and move higher than you've ever moved before, you've got to ask yourself, what core beliefs are running my life? You see, there are some beliefs that you have about yourself that are causing you to take certain kinds of actions. If you believe deep down inside that you can't be successful in your business, then maybe you're sabotaging your business. Maybe you don't have your files organized. Maybe you have stacks of business cards on your desk and you've been saying for more than 2 or 3 years that you're going to database them. You know, maybe you've been saying that you're going to call particular people to let them know about your business, but you haven't been doing it. What are your core beliefs? What are the core beliefs that are running your life right now? And what are the core beliefs that are running your business? Okay? Here are just some of the things that negative beliefs can really wreak havoc on, okay? Negative beliefs can wreak havoc on your intelligence. They can wreak havoc on your self-image, your worthiness, your success, your money. Negative beliefs can cause anger. Negative beliefs can wreak habits, okay, on your spiritual beliefs as well. You know, and we have to really pay attention to the fact that whatever it is that you are believing about yourself and your ability, that level of belief is what's causing you to take action or causing you to be inactive. Very, very important. And I hope those of you who are listening are receiving this, because I'm giving you the answer as to why sometimes, for many of us, we are not seeing results. I have a lot of people tell me, you know, Trina, I have tried everything for this business. I did this, I did that, and I'm just not getting any results. And I say, well, you know, what is it that you really believe about yourself and succeeding in this particular business? When you say you've done these things, do you feel that that's all that you should do, or do you believe that you should keep taking action? And then they begin to understand, oh, I get what you're saying. You're saying that even though I feel that I have done a whole series of things to help my business to grow, it doesn't mean that I'm through. I should keep moving forward, and I should keep on doing more things and coming up with more ideas. And I say, absolutely. We are never finished until we get the result we are looking for. But if you have limiting beliefs, somehow you feel, and many people feel, that if you've done a certain amount of work, that it's not going to work. Well, I'm here to tell you that that is the difference between a successful person and someone who doesn't achieve success, okay? Sometimes success is on its own time schedule. And it's not going to always happen exactly when you want it to happen. But if you keep persevering, if you keep moving forward, if you keep taking the right kinds of action, then it will indeed occur. And one of the ways to make it happen even faster is to change your beliefs. So what I would like for you to do, and this is just a little bit of a homework assignment, so hopefully you guys will be able to listen to the show on next Monday, July 9th, because we're going to continue on with our theme, change your beliefs, change your results. But what I want to encourage you to do is just on a sheet of paper, draw a line down the middle, and in the left-hand column put my negative beliefs, okay, because we all have them. We all have beliefs that we have held on to that are not necessarily true, and we are holding on to them, and it's causing some type of result that we don't want. So on the left-hand side, put my negative beliefs, and on the right-hand side, I want you to write down how this belief shows up in my behavior, okay? How does this belief show up in my behavior? What does this belief cause me to do? Because what will happen is you will begin to look at, why do I even believe that? Very, very important. I know, for example, that one of the root causes, again, of women not succeeding in life and business is because they don't believe that they can. Somewhere along the line, some experience, regardless of what that experience was, it gave them or taught them that they should not believe in what it is that they want out of life or business. Unfortunately, it's a false experience. It's a false belief. And it will cause you to just give up really easy on a lot of things. But I'm here to tell you that your belief system can be changed, but you must work hard to do it. So this exercise is going to help you to see how negative beliefs can impact your life and your business, okay? While you are making that list, you can be asking yourself other questions that are very important in discovering why you think the way you think, such as, why do I have this belief? You know, is this my belief, or did I adopt it from someone else, or did I have this belief because of a harsh experience, okay? And how long have I believed this way, okay? I want to give you guys another example in reference to beliefs that can literally wreak havoc, and that is with women and managing money, okay? Some women easily believe that they should have what they want to have regardless of whether or not they have the money for it or not. And a lot of the times this learned behavior can have occurred during childhood as we watched our mothers who worked so hard to have things but still couldn't get them. They still tried to make it happen, whether it was through credit or not paying certain bills or what have you. And I'm just giving some examples. This is not happening to everybody, but a lot of women, I know I experienced that, a lot of women have experienced witnessing their moms, okay, make poor habits with finances, and so they grow up believing things in a certain way. And so, again, with women and money, a lot of the times women want material possessions, they want material things, and they will believe that I should have this. I work very hard, and you know, I never get a chance to do a lot of things for myself. Therefore, if I want to spend some money on myself, even though I don't have it to spend, I'm going to spend it anyway. And, of course, that belief starts wreaking havoc because while you may have a short period of time where you are enjoying whatever it is that you bought, the bill is coming back around to be paid, and if you've misspent the money in any way, then you're going to suffer for just a little bit of pleasure. So we have to be very careful about our beliefs. A better belief, if you want something, would be, I know that I would like to have this, but I am going to sit down and figure out how I can save a little bit at a time so that I can pay cash for it, thereby not having to worry about a bill coming in the mail. But we don't think like that all the time because we're living in this instant gratifying society that tells us that we want it now. And so as a result, those are the types of beliefs that can be wreaking havoc because guess what? We take that same type of belief and we'll push it right into our business, and it will wreak the same type of havoc in our business as it would in our personal lives. So we have to really, really be careful about this, okay? If anybody has any comments or questions or would like to basically share a limiting belief that they got rid of, feel free to press *1 on your phone, and we'll pull you in live, and you can let us know what you think about how beliefs, whatever you believe, can impact your business if it's the wrong kind of belief, okay? So keep that in mind. You know, ladies, beliefs can be changed, again, once you become aware of them. And in order for us to remove limiting beliefs, it's so important to challenge ourselves and the way we think. We must create our own reality. And I'm going to tell you, I read the book, The Power of Focus for Women, which is where a lot of this content for the show this month is coming from. And I want to encourage you all to pick up your own copy of The Power of Focus for Women. And the author is Fran Hewitt and Les Hewitt, a husband-wife team. Very, very good book. And she talks a lot about women and self-esteem and, you know, how we have such limiting beliefs about ourselves that it stops us most of the time from accomplishing what we want to accomplish, okay? But I'm here to just let you know that with a lot of patience and a lot of desire to succeed in life, you can change the beliefs that are wreaking havoc in your life. You can change the beliefs that are causing you not to take action on certain things, and you can turn that around, and you can begin to believe then that you have way more power than you give yourself credit for, okay? So, again, you know, I just want to encourage all of you to understand that if you are going to be successful, then you must really start looking at what you believe and how it is impacting your success. You know, I talk about the fact that this is the halfway point for us this year, and that if you have goals that you still haven't accomplished, there's still time to accomplish those goals. And, you know, I know that a lot of the women who listen to the show consistently hear that all the time, and yet a lot of them don't take the action. And I believe it's because they hear it, but they don't necessarily believe it for themselves, you know. And the thing about it is some of you who are listening now might say, well, oh, yeah, I believe it. It's just the other things are getting in my way and not allowing me to do it, but I beg to differ. You see, when you believe in something and you believe with all your heart, it compels you to take action, or it will compel you to be inactive, one or the other. But if it compels you to take the right kind of action, then what happens is that that kind of belief begins to develop inside of you, and it helps you to have what I term as unshakable faith. And when you have unshakable faith, it automatically causes you to just want to continuously take action until you get your desired result. You see, I have had that experience where I listen to someone with words of wisdom to tell me things that I should be doing for my business, and I have listened and I didn't take action. And then I began to realize I just had to start asking myself that very question of, well, why is it that I don't see results in my life and my business that I want? Why is it that I'm not making the money? Why is it that I don't have people ringing my phones off the hook to ask me for my services? And, you know, I began to have a pity party, and I realized that that's not what I wanted. What I wanted is I want to be empowered. I want to have control over my business and my life, and the only way to do that is I've got to look at how I am believing in myself and how I'm believing in my business and its ability grow and become successful. And it all stems with me. I am the root of my own success. And so, ladies, you are the root of your own success. And I want to just encourage you that if you didn't hear the assignment, I want to go ahead and repeat it. And that is, on a sheet of paper, draw a line down the middle so that you create two columns. The header for the first column is my negative belief. The header for the second column is how does this belief show up in my behavior? Again, the header for the second column is how does this belief show up in my behavior? In other words, how is this negative belief causing problems in my life? Okay? Then you will begin to realize that you need to change that belief. Okay? And we're going to be talking about that on next Monday. So I want to encourage you to make sure that you look in your calendar and mark for all during the month of July, every Monday, the Successful Woman Radio Show at 12 noon Eastern Time, because we are going to be talking about all this month the theme, okay, change your beliefs, change your results. Very, very important. At this time, I am going to put an end now on our topic for today, and I just want to read you guys something from a little book that I have called Everyday Joy, right after this inspirational moment. from a beautiful book called Everyday Joy, Spiritual Refreshment for Women. And today, I just want to spiritually, from a Christian standpoint, give you some hope and joy. Okay, I want to read to you 1 Thessalonians 2:19. Again, that's 1 Thessalonians 2:19. It says, "For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming?" You know, isn't it funny how the words hope and joy just seem to fit together? You rarely find one without the other. If you have hope in the unseen tomorrow, then joy rises up in your soul to give you strength for the journey. So, ladies, I want you to spend time in God's holy presence today and forever. In that place, you'll find both hope and joy. You know, when you were made, when you were created, it wasn't by accident. God already pre-installed everything that you need to be successful in your life. But my question to you is, do you believe it? Do you believe it? Because if you believe it, then you're experience feelings of wanting to take action. You'll experience feelings of wanting to sit down and plan your business and plan and organize what it is that you want out of life. So I want to encourage you this week to truly do the exercise of listing your negative beliefs and then figuring out how is it causing problems in your behavior. You know, how is it showing up in your behavior? And I want to encourage you to move forward, to press forward, ladies, with your goals for the rest of the year. Can you earn six figures in the next 6 months? I say that you can. What do you believe? What do you believe about your ability to make it happen? Well, this is all for today on Successful Woman Radio. I want to encourage you again to mark your calendar for Monday the 9th. And, ladies, don't forget to visit SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. Listen to our show archives. Make sure you sign up on our contact list so that you'll get timely information about new things that are going on with Successful Woman Radio. Ladies, have a beautiful 4th of July holiday, and I wish you productivity, and I wish you abundance in all that you do. Take care, everybody.